All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. It is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League, and week number 17 is here. Now, in week 16, I went 11-5, and there are some pretty good games on tap for tomorrow, as there are still some things that have to be decided heading into the postseason. And with that said, here are my picks for week number 17 in the National Football League. Now, I'm going to get started off with a big one in Buffalo, as it will be the 10-5 New York Jets traveling to take on the 7-8 Buffalo Bills. The Jets come into this game favored by 2.5 points, and they also know that a victory here will clinch their first postseason berth since 2010. They look at this Jets team that lost to the Buffalo Bills earlier this season, and it was a turnover-filled fest for the Jets, which led to them losing. Right now, the Jets have won their last 5 games in a row. This team has really been hot right now, and more importantly, offensively, quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick has been taking care of the football. Defensively, the Jets are sharp. They're riding high after they got their victory at home last week over the New England Patriots, and they know that the Bills will give them a battle due to the fact that it is their ex-head coach in Rex Ryan that is leading the charge. But the Buffalo Bills will be without running back LeSean McCoy in this one, and I think that spells doom for Buffalo. And I'm going to take the Jets on the road here by the score of 27-20. Now, it's the New England Patriots traveling to Sun Life Stadium in Miami to take on the 5-10 Dolphins. And the Pats lost last Sunday to the Jets, and they know that they need a victory here in order to wrap up home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs. Still no Julian Edelman at wide receiver for New England, but at the same time, the Pats still have tight end Rob Gronkowski, who is the best at what he does, especially since he's catching footballs from Tom Brady. Now, the Patriots secondary did let them down in the overtime period last week, and they did have some injuries back there. No Patrick Chung and no Devin McCourty for that game, and these guys will be good to go as they look to get back and get back on track heading into the postseason. As far as Miami goes, this season cannot end quick enough for them, as it has been another disappointing year for the Dolphins. And thus, I'm going to take New England on the road here by the score of 34-17. Now, at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, it will be the 8-7 Atlanta Falcons hosting the 7-9 New Orleans Saints. And these two teams did meet earlier in the season, and at that time, Atlanta was undefeated with a record of 5-0, and things turned downward for them after that. Now, you look at this game right here, and Atlanta is flying high due to the fact that they ended the undefeated season of the Carolina Panthers last week. And you just have to wonder, will that carry over to this week? And I mean, will they have the momentum to get a victory over here, or will they be still flying on cloud nine too much that they overlook the Saints? And the Saints, regardless of their record, they want to go out and get their final victory of the season, of course, in their final game. And they have a lot of pride on that team, led by head coach Sean Payton and quarterback Drew Brees. Now, you look at the matchup in this game, and I look at the Saints defense going up against Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan. And Matt Ryan can turn the football over at times, but also this Saints defense has been one of the worst units in the NFL. So this is going to be touch and go right here, but I'm going to pick the Saints in an upset over the Falcons by the score of 30-26. Now, in Cincinnati, it will be the 11-4 Bengals hosting the 5-10 Baltimore Ravens. And Cincinnati knows that they can't look past Baltimore. Why? Because last week, Baltimore upset the Pittsburgh Steelers and really hampered their chances at making the postseason. Now, Cincinnati lost on the road last week to the Denver Broncos, but a victory here coupled with a Broncos loss will give the Bengals a much-needed first-round bye. Offensively, the Bengals looked sharp in the first half, but when the Broncos' defense last week made adjustments, Cincinnati was unable to keep up. But I look for the Bengals to win this game due to their running game, with Jeremy Hill at running back and Giovanni Bernard, along with their rock-solid defense. And whereas Ravens quarterback Ryan Mallett had his way against the Steelers defense last week, I don't see that being the same thing coming into this game versus Cincinnati. Thus, I'm going to take the Bengals at home by the score of 23-17. Now, in another AFC North battle, it will be the 9-6 Pittsburgh Steelers traveling to take on the 3-12 Cleveland Browns. And like I said before, Pittsburgh let a golden opportunity go by the wayside last week when they lost on the road versus the Baltimore Ravens. And the Pittsburgh Steelers know that they need a win here along with some help in order to get to the postseason. And I think because of the fact that Pittsburgh lost last week in the fashion that they did to Baltimore, you are going to see a much more focused and determined Pittsburgh Steelers team in every aspect of the game, especially since the Cleveland Browns don't have anything to play for here. Pittsburgh is favored by 10.5, and I think they cover, as I'm going to take the Steelers by the score of 31-13. Now, in the AFC South, it is the 8-7 Houston Texans hosting the 5-10 Jacksonville Jaguars, and a victory right here will give the Houston Texans the AFC South title. Now, Brian Hoyer is back at quarterback for the Texans, but they will rely on their solid running game. You look at the play of DeAndre Hopkins at wide receiver, and you cannot forget this rock-solid defense that the Houston Texans possess. Now, Jacksonville is game, and they're tough, and they got the word that head coach Gus Bradley will be returning for next season, and they're going to once again go out there and put up a fight. But right now, Houston is the better team, and I will take the Texans at home to win the AFC South by the score of 23-19. Now, if the Texans lose, the Indianapolis Colts still have a shot to win the AFC South, and the Colts will enter play in Week 17 with a record of 7-8 as they host the Tennessee Titans. No Matthew Hasselbeck at quarterback this week for the Colts, and of course, no Andrew Luck as well. On top of that, you had quarterback Charlie Whitehurst, who was put on the injured reserve earlier this week with a hamstring injury. You had former University of Miami quarterback Stephen Morris on the roster, along with Josh Freeman, who was just signed this week. So obviously, there are some deep issues at quarterback for the Colts. On top of that, the reports have begun to surface that Chuck Pagano will not be back next season as the Colts head coach. And you have to wonder what type of effort this team is going to go out there and give on Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. Everybody on the Titans are playing for jobs, and the same thing can be said for the Colts. And it will be interesting to see what type of mindset that the Colts will come into this game with. But I'm going to take Indy in a very tight and sloppy one by the score of 18-16. Now, it will be the Washington Redskins with a record of 8-7 traveling to take on the 4-11 Dallas Cowboys. Now, Washington has already wrapped up the NFC East, and it will be interesting to see how Redskins head coach Jay Gruden goes about this game. This season cannot end quick enough for the Dallas Cowboys as they have dealt with a litany of injuries, especially at quarterback with Tony Romo, and they are just simply looking to regroup and get ready for next season. Right now, Washington has too much momentum heading into the playoffs, and I don't think it cools off here. And I'm going to take the Redskins on the road by the score of 31-17. Now, in a battle of 6-9 teams, both who had postseason aspirations back in the summer, you'll have the Philadelphia Eagles traveling to take on the New York Football Giants. The Eagles have already fired their head coach this week in Chip Kelly, and there's a possibility that longtime Giants head coach Tom Coughlin could be coaching his last game with the team, as there have been reports that have been surfacing through Fox Sports that Coughlin will resign on Monday. Now, you look at these teams. Obviously, there is never any love lost between the Eagles and the Giants. It's a very short trip between stadiums, and you always can expect some physical and brutal games when these two get together. Now, the Eagle players are playing for jobs because they don't know who the head coach or general manager will be next year. And for the Giants, if this is Coughlin's last game, I guarantee you that you are going to see a very focused team go out there and give it their all for 60 football minutes. Now, wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. missed last Sunday for the Giants due to a suspension, and I think he wants to come back and make a splash. And on top of that, as long as Coughlin has been the head coach of the Giants, for the most part, Eli Manning has been his quarterback, and Eli really has an affinity for Coughlin as his head coach, and I think he wants to go out there and put on a good show for him regardless if this is his last game or not. It's going to be a typical Giants-Eagles type game, but I'm going to take New York in a tight one by the score of 27-23. Now, in the NFC North, you'll have a pair of 6-9 teams that are looking to end the year on a positive note, and it will be the Detroit Lions traveling to Soldier Field to take on the Chicago Bears. Now, you look at these teams, And both of them are rebuilding with the mindset of next season. John Fox is in his first year as a Bears head coach, and he is trying to get the ship righted. While the Lions have dealt with injuries and tough losses all season long. These two met earlier this year in a shootout in Ford Field. And right now the Lions are coming into this game with a ton of injuries on the defensive side of the football. And it will be interesting to see if Bears quarterback Jay Cutler is able to take advantage of those injuries. It's going to be a tight one, and I'm going to take the Bears at home by the score of 24-23. Now, it will be the 6-9 Tampa Bay Buccaneers looking to spoil some things for the Carolina Panthers, because in spite of the fact that the Panthers lost last week and they have a record of 14-1 right now, a victory tomorrow by Tampa Bay gives them home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs. But Tampa knows that they have to come out there and give a full 60-minute effort due to the fact that a loss by the Panthers and a victory by the Arizona Cardinals would then give the Cardinals home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs. And I think the Carolina Panthers want to get back to their physicality as far as their style of play. And it won't be easy against this Buccaneers team under head coach Lovie Smith. Tampa does have one of the younger teams in the National Football League, but as the season has gone along, they have improved and they've shown signs of life, and they could be a sleeper team in 2016. So if you're the Panthers, you really want to buckle it up for four quarters. I think you're going to see a more improved Carolina team this week, especially in the trenches on both sides of the football, and I want to see them go out there and try to force a few turnovers from Buccaneers quarterback Jameis Winston. Tampa's not going to roll over for these guys, and I'm going to take Carolina at home by the score of 30-23. Now, at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, it will be the 10-5 Chiefs hosting the 7-8 Oakland Raiders. Now, Kansas City has already clinched a playoff berth, but a victory here by Kansas City coupled with a Denver Broncos loss will give Kansas City the AFC West Championship. So you know that the Chiefs are going to come out and play focused. But at the same time, Oakland is not going to lay down for these guys. They are looking to get to 500 to finish the season with a record of 8-8. On top of that, it is the last game of the soon-to-be Hall of Fame career for Raiders safety Charles Woodson. And head coach Jack Del Rio of the Raiders is really trying to change the culture. And I really think that he already has changed the culture in Oakland, and he wants to finish on a positive note. Now, Kansas City did look sloppy last week at home versus the Cleveland Browns, and that was due to some injuries on the defensive side of the football with no Tamba Hali and Justin Houston playing linebacker for them. But at the same time, I think Kansas City wants to come out there and play with a spirited effort because they want to win their division title and get that home game. These two teams met in a tight one earlier this season, and I'm sure the Raiders have not forgotten. And I go back many moons to the 1999 NFL season where Kansas City had a win-and-in scenario at home in Week 17 against the Raiders, and the Raiders knocked them off and sent them home. And I think the same thing could be in store tomorrow, and I'm going to take the Raiders and the upset right here over the Chiefs by the score of 24-23. Now, the San Diego Chargers will travel to Denver to take on the 11-4 Broncos, and there's still a possibility with a Broncos victory and a Patriots loss tomorrow that the Broncos will get home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs. Now, since he's become starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos, Brock Osweiler has yet to put together a complete game, but last week in the second half and overtime, he was sharp in their victory over the Cincinnati Bengals. But coming into this game with the Chargers, I know that this Denver defense is going to look to go out there and really get after Chargers quarterback Phillip Rivers and really put some pressure on him in order to get him frustrated and get him out of his game. And I think Denver's defense by themselves can win this game for them. Thus, I'm going to take the Broncos at home by the score of 27-17. Now, the 9-6 Seattle Seahawks will travel to the desert to take on the 13-2 Arizona Cardinals. And right now, the Cards are simply flying high after they destroyed the Green Bay Packers last week at home by the score of 38-8. Arizona knows that with a Carolina loss and a victory of their own, they will have home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs. But after losing last week at home to the St. Louis Rams, the Seahawks want to get back on track themselves. Now, Seattle right now, more than ever, is relying on the arm of Russell Wilson due to their injuries at running back. But you look at this once vaunted Seahawks secondary, and earlier this year, Arizona was able to have their way with them as they simply pick them apart. For a few years, Seattle was the bullies of this division, and that is no longer the case, but they still want to finish the year on a positive note because they know a loss coupled with an Atlanta Falcons loss would have Seattle sitting at home for the postseason, and thus I'm going to take Seattle on the road here by the score of 27-23. Now, in another NFC West battle, it will be the St. Louis Rams with a record of 7-8 looking to finish the year at the 500 mark, and they'll be traveling to take on the San Francisco 49ers. This is the last game at Levi's Stadium until the first Sunday in February when we will see Super Bowl 50. So this place will be inactive for a few weeks. But if you're the Rams right now, you got a big victory on the road in the division last week over the Seattle Seahawks, and you want to go back and finish at 500, and hopefully that can be your spark heading into next season. More than likely, the Rams will not have the services of running back Todd Gurley in this one, but you look at their physical defense and how they will look to put a ton of pressure on 49ers quarterback Blaine Gabbert in this one. I think the Rams win the turnover battle, and I think a special teams boost from Tavon Austin will be the difference as they win 24-13. And finally, on Sunday Night Football, it's an age-old battle in the NFC North as you have the NFC North title on the line with the 10-5 Minnesota Vikings traveling to take on the 10-5 Green Bay Packers. These two teams met earlier this season, and the Packers were able to have their way with the Vikings. More importantly, this Packers defense sacked Vikings quarterback Teddy Bridgewater 5 times. Now, coming into this game, Minnesota is flying high after their dominating victory over the New York Giants last week, while the Green Bay Packers had to tuck tail and run as they were kicked off of the field literally last week at the hands of the Arizona Cardinals. Now, this Packers offensive line has to find a way to protect quarterback Aaron Rodgers, and his receivers must find a way to step up. You know defensively that the Packers front is going to try to force things and make Bridgewater uncomfortable, and the way that they're going to try to do that is stop running back Adrian Peterson for Minnesota. Green Bay has to score touchdowns, plain and simple, and they have to put the pressure on this Minnesota offense, and this is going to be a back and forth one, but I'm going to take Green Bay at home to win the NFC North by the score of 27-23. So folks, those are my picks for week number 17, and I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the action from week number 17 in the NFL. Now, as always, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.